outside of you can command the Lord. But everybody cannot command God. It takes a life that must be lived without hypocrisy. Though hypocrisy may come, there's an altar that we may fall upon in our knees and repent unto the Lord, and we may become perfect again. But even in the midst of our storm, even in the midst of everything you're going through, God is there. It doesn't matter if you can't see anything, you can't walk. Trust in the Lord. I received a card from somebody one day, and that card had my name on it. The name is Vincent. That's my name. And Vincent, it means victorious. And underneath victorious, it had a scripture. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Some things we ain't gonna always understand. But as long as we trust him, even when we can't see him, even when we cannot feel him, God is there. And because he's God, God speaks when he desires to speak. He moves when he desires to move. I heard someone say, my mouth is, I saw in the word where it says, my mouth ain't a prayer book. So just because I say something sometimes, don't mean it's going to happen all the time or at my timing. Everything is in the will of the Lord. But as long as we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, as long as we continue to walk by faith and not by what we see, it doesn't matter. See, you walk in a line. You walk in a line. And you come with your peripheral vision. Sees what's on the left and sees what's on the right. You see lions and tigers and bears. And we become afraid because of what we see on our left and in our right. And see, this line that I'm walking is the straight and narrow. See, it's that line that we got to walk carefully in order to make it to glory, in order to make it into the pearly gates, in order to make it into heaven, in order to make it to the point where God said in Revelations that if you want to be holy, keep on being holy, keep on walking the straight and narrow. And the straight and narrow ain't easy. It ain't easy. That's why our reward will be with the Lord when he comes back to reward every man according to his work shall be. Because it ain't easy. A reward comes after a test. But as long as we continue to walk in him, for him, speak and walk. Open your mouth and walk. Speaking and walking, they both play hand in hand. Just like faith and the works. Just like the spirit and the body. Hand in hand. Knowledge and wisdom, they hand in hand. You need both of them. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. A wise man gaineth a soul. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Those who are wise, they fear God. And if I fear God, I'm going to pay attention to the knowledge that I know. And I'm going to do as God says do. And don't do as God says don't do. That's wisdom and that's knowledge. That's why God began to say, if you know to do good and don't do, said, you shall be beaten with many stripes. For God said that he's a rewarder. And he's going to reward every man. And that every man means woman too. According to whatsoever I have done in the rim of the earth. For my reward is waiting on me. Whether it be a good reward or a bad reward. Or a reward can go either way, to the left or to the right. It can go up or down. That's a reward. Ain't no guarantee it's going to go up. It can go right. Throw it in the middle. That's why Paul says, examine yourself. And Paul also began to say that my flesh died daily because Paul examines himself. I, Paul, the servant of the Lord. I, Paul, the prisoner of the Lord. You know what a prisoner is? A prisoner is one who is limited. Four corners, not even all four walls, not a crack or crevice to even sift my way out of the will of God. God said he chastised them that he loved. And yes, the word says, and them that are without are bastards. You know what a bastard is? One without leadership. One without a father, a fatherless child. Anybody can be a bastard. In the natural and in the spirit. God is the spirit. He said first natural, then spirit. God wants you to get in the spirit now. So you can have a right to the tree of life. God said you will be without excuse. It's time to feed ourselves in the spirit realm. He said, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Your beauty can't get you in. Your money, your silver and gold can't get you in. Your fine cars can't get you in the kingdom. But the Spirit of God, even as Romans said, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies, and you shall be caught up. Mortal, this is mortality, and you shall be changed into immortality as the angels. But the Holy Ghost has got to dwell on the inside. He said, them that don't have the Spirit of God, he said, they are none of his. I believe that's Romans 8, chapter verse 9. Verse 9, the Spirit of God, he says, he sent the Spirit of God as the comforter to lead us and to guide us. What? Into all truth. Because we walked in our way for so long. God sent the comforter. He came down that he may lead us. Coming into the doors every Sabbath, apprehending a comfortable seat, or even singing in the choir, such beautiful voices won't get you into the kingdom of God alone. For those are parts of the work and the work towards the deliverance of the people. But God says obedience is better than any of my sacrifices. 99 and a half won't do. Will I fear God or will I fear man? Because I love him, God said, if you say you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. John 14 and 15. He said, if you say you love me, you do what I have commanded you to do. You keep my commandments. Why? Because my people serve me so much with their lips, and their hearts are so far from me. But God, being the one that tries the reins of every man's heart, God knows everything. And enough love within God to chastise us, to rebuke us, that we may have another chance to get it right. As long as we have breath in our body, we have a chance to make it, to get it right. Remember Psalms, the 30th chapter. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, it'll come when the time is for it to come. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, Jesus.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is the Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
So in desperate need of you,
oh, oh my Lord.
My soul is reaching out for you. I'm so in desperate need of you,
oh, oh my Lord. You are my craving.
Oh,
my God.
trying to insult you, but the Bible says sometimes we're so overwhelmed, we don't even know the specifics to pray for. But thank God, it says the Spirit makes intercession for us. Somebody say, thank God for the Spirit. When I don't know what to say, the Spirit speaks for me. Woo! So even if I just say, oh, the Spirit, yeah, this, I like that. Even if I say, oh, the Spirit will interpret your oh to God. So it sounds like oh in the earth realm, but in the heaven realm, he understands what your oh means. So right now, lift your voice and say, oh.
Come closer to us as we come closer. Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Watch me through.
Amen.